Hello, hello. Welcome to Beards on the Street, people. How you doing, brother A.A. Wrong?
This beard's on the street.
That beard is on the street. Look at this cat in his tank top and his hat flipped backwards, his big shades on, his beard out like it's no other, flying in the wind.
Look at that sun.
Look at that suntan. Look, he's wanting to be the beefcake today. We're calling you beefcake.
This is socially responsible Beards on the Street.
Why are you being socially responsible, Aaron?
Because I had a sniffle, and I had a COVID test at my desk, and I was like, what the heck? So I tested it, and I had COVID, so I went home.
Wow.
For the week.
I don't think Bentley powder is going to help you with that one, dude.
No.
So you've had COVID all week. I wasn't going to say anything, but since you did, you opened that can of worms, baby. So, go ahead.
You and I had a little private conversation to begin, but I'm pissed off, man. I'm going to be honest. I don't.
Are you pissed off at me?
No, I'm pissed off because I don't think any of us have any real clue of what this is, but all I know is I need to be responsible and stay away, but I don't really have faith that we even know what it is. I mean, people talk about how COVID's been around. I mean, it's always been here, always. Yet now all of a sudden, you know, we're being careful. And I mean, I feel like I just had a cold and I got to stay home. I got to stay home all week over it, you know? So,
yeah, Big Daddy Dean put the hammer down, didn't he?
Well, no, you didn't have to. I guess that's my point is I don't know any better. I have a bunch of friends saying, hey, it's your office. Why don't you if people are worried about it, they can go home. I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
You tell your friends to come down and chat with me and I'll punch them right in their lip.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't want that shiznit, dude. I don't want to be around it. Darian got it, and then you got it, and yeah, I'm sorry, buddy, but I don't want to be sick.
Bro, my frustration is we don't really know really anything about it, and the fear that we all have over it was by design. I feel like.
Well, it's not a fear. It's not. It's for me, it's no different than the flu. I go get a flu shot every year. I've received two of the immunizations or whatever the hell you call them for the COVID, for the vid. But still, it has nothing to do with any of that crap for me. It has everything to do with I just don't want to feel like a pile of shit, dude. That's it.
How do you get out of bed in the morning in general then?
What? What?
Right?
I'm gonna come and punch you in the lip. Oh my goodness, dude!
How do you walk around every day?
Aaron, do you know who the f- bleep I am?
I know, bro.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Anyways,
seriously. I'm sorry you've been booted out of the office. You haven't really been booted. You've been respectful and I appreciate that. And
yeah,
I know, I know Shauna was really, really worried about it because she's going to see her friend that's pregnant.
Right. Well, I know I was being extra sensitive for her when I popped into the office to grab that stuff and you guys both were like,
what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And we jumped up and had to freaking Clorox wash everything. Then I went in the bathroom and I came back out and I'm like, I'll bet that some bitch went into the bathroom and I didn't sanitize that.
Well, good news is technically today, I mean, if the day you test is the decider of when you get to be done with it, today's the day. I'm back at it.
Okay, well, there you have it. Aaron's back at it. So Monday morning.
Right.
You're allowed to come back Monday morning.
I'm itching, man. I can't handle this, dude. I enjoy.
Do you feel like the poor freaking kid that's been stuck in the corner all week?
Right. Really have, man.
Well, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm glad you did. I'm glad that you were respectful to Shauna and myself, and you know, I mean,
everybody else in the building.
Well, you know, then there's that. Man, just being sick, period, sucks.
Yeah, I had a good congestion cold, but it's all gone, man.
Okay. Yep. Well, you look sexy as ever. You look like you feel good.
Got that gnarly man beard
going on.
That's right.
All righty. So just a couple quick house cleaning or housekeeping type things. We got our mixer coming up for November. I believe it's on the 9th of November, guys. Second Thursday of every month, usually starts at 5 and goes till whenever. This is going to be a fun one, Aaron, because we're going back to where it all began. We're going back to the Midway. And, you know, it's just right around the corner from the office here. A buddy of ours owns it. His brother's in the industry, and it's just a great little place to hang out. And if you throw darts, man, they got like 400 dart stables or whatever you call them. Kind of cool deal. We are going to do, since we're coming into cold weather, we're going to do a coat drive, guys, or basically straight up just a cold weather anything. Gloves, hats, scarves, boots, coats, sweaters. Cashmere I wouldn't bring because that's out of style.
Sure feels good.
Oh my gosh. My wife thinks I am the biggest idiot when it comes to fashion, because I made the comment that what is cashmere even in style anymore, and I've never lived it down, dude, ever.
We're going to see you in some cashmere now. I guarantee it.
Probably. I swore I'd never wear plaid, and I wear it all the time now. So probably.
Yeah,
you know, it's funny, Aaron, I didn't even tell you this, but the other day I where was I headed? Oh, I was just coming to work here, and I had on a pair of new shorts that my wife gave me that looked blue to me, but she thought I was an idiot and said they're green, but they look blue. And she thinks I'm colorblind. And the shirt I picked out, she was literally having an out of body. You are not wearing that shirt with those shorts. It does not match.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know how I can function on the mornings she's not there, dude.
Right. She takes such good care of you.
She does. I freaking love her. She's the bomb diggity for sure.
I'm bummed I missed out on her last baking.
Yeah, you did.
Dang it.
There's still some there. If you want, I'll put it out on the front porch and you can come and get it.
I do want it.
Okay. I'll do it today.
Okay.
And I'll one-up you, dude. I think it was one of our recipes in our newsletter, but I actually did, I did my chicken potato. It's just a hearty, you know, it's pretty basic. It's chicken barbecue. Potatoes. No, it's like a soup, like a hearty soup.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally the easiest. It's the easiest freaking recipe to put together, and it's so good. And you just put a bunch of cheese in it, and it's just nice and cheesy and tatery and chickeny, and it's all good.
Say what my kids say. Say less. Say less. Have you ever heard that one?
No.
A little slang.
Say less means you want more.
Well, it means you don't no more. You don't have to sell me anymore. I want it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, no, it's. I'll give you some of that too, because even Lisa, when I was making it, dude, last night, she's like, "Why don't you just half the order or the recipe?" And I was like, "I was like, well, we got Aaron."
Gotta feed Aaron.
All righty. You know, Aaron, real quick thing. We didn't really chat about this, but yesterday was my grandson that passed away's birthday.
Yeah, I saw that, man.
Yeah. And every year we get together down at my kid's house and we paint pumpkins. and we take the pumpkins out and put them on the little dude's grave. So just showing some pictures here. I just did I did a couple pumpkins that kind of matched up and have different faces on different sides, and all the kids and everybody went out. I had to go a little bit early, so I just went by myself and had a moment with my grandson. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
That's neat, man. That's neat.
Yes, sir. That's neat. Can you believe, dude, that kid would have been 7. 7 years old. That just blows my mind.
Holy cow.
Yep. Pretty needle free doing.
Flipping, huh?
Yep. Life just keeps a moving. You know, one of my other granddaughters, Kaisley, is turning 9, I think she told me, next week. So it's crazy. These grandkids just, they grow like weeds. And I remember my kids, you know, when you're smack in the middle of it, it goes fast, but then there's times where it doesn't go so fast.
Right.
And then just thought I'd throw this up there. We went with my brother Steve and his wife and did a little paint night. Can you see that, Aaron?
That looked like a fun night, dude.
Can you see that on your phone?
I can.
Which one do you like best, buddy?
Let's see. Probably Alicia's.
Yeah. Her crow, though.
Hey, Dean, you're a good artist, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
You can't draw a circle to save your life.
No, I can't. I cannot. What's funny, though, is look really close at Licia's, because her crow is not a crow. It's a mix. It's a bastard crow, because it's a mix between a crow and a pigeon.
You know what I was paying attention to?
Or a dove.
I was looking at the pumpkin.
Oh, her pumpkin by far is the best. There's no question about it.
Yours and Steve's crows are the best.
Nice. And I was so worried about drawing that stupid crow. But I'll tell you guys, the gal that did this, I wish I had her name in front of me right now, but she was amazing, because, I mean, she actually said she stayed up the night before to figure out the very best way, because she knew it was going to be pretty difficult. And she made it so simple, because she just measured and said, okay, put a line from here to here, and that makes up that part. So you just basically drew the outline of the bird the way it was structured, and then you filled everything in. It was actually really kind of a fun class. I love those paint nights, dude.
Well, we've talked about upcoming, trying to do something, some of this kind of stuff for our upcoming mixers, is a little bit more intimate.
Yeah.
Stuff like this. We've talked about dance classes. We've talked about, you know, paint nights like this, just different fun activities where we actually can interact and do something fun like that.
So all you kids out there that are chatting with us or watching this or hanging out with us or whatever, as you're watching this, shoot us a thumbs up, thumbs down. Like Aaron said, we've planned on putting together some smaller, intimate little groups of people where you come out and we'll put together a paint night and everybody can come paint or a dance. And actually, like you said,
Dean, I actually believe we have I'll get this date verified, but I believe, man, upcoming in the next 2 weeks, we need to get clear, but I think we actually have a studio and a dance instructor for some country line dancing.
Oh.
It'll be a group of like 30 people total, so we'll each be able to get 5 or 6 couples in our related groups to be able to come out, and we're going to provide some instruction and learn how to do some country swing dancing.
Perfect. That'll be fun. So we'll start sending some invites out, and we'll get clear on the dates and times and all that. But yeah, I'm excited to, you know, we just coming into the wintertime, there's, as we all know, I mean, other than skiing or snowmobiling, there's just not a whole lot of outdoor activities, and we're trying to put together. We're really darn close on, we're switching our Thursday morning hikes to doing Thursday late afternoon yoga. So
that's going to be so fun, dude.
We've got instructors lined up. We actually have a temporary place that we can actually do it. If anybody else out there knows of somebody would be willing to let us use a studio on like a Thursday at 5:30 type thing, for an hour. And, yeah. So, man, that's loud, Aaron.
The wind or what?
Yeah.
now. Sorry. Stop, wind.
Don't you have better control than that, dude?
Should I change directions the way I'm walking?
All right, everybody, I'm flapping up there. Hit that stinking code and go and join or subscribe to our podcast, please. We want to build our subscription and have, you know, as many people on there as we can. So, and then it will automatically notify you every time we shoot a new episode, and then you can watch it on your own time. So, hit that baby and let's go at it here. We need some subscribers. Want to build it. Okay, Aaron, you ready for the fun part?
Yeah, let's get going.
All right, here we go. So last week we talked about that we're starting a new segment, and basically we're having any of you out there submit a question to us, and then Aaron and I are just going to answer it and have at it. And these questions don't have to be real estate related. They don't have to be anything related. They can be about life. They can be about health. They can be about good music, you name
Dean,
it.
Dean, you and I are going to really answer.
And we're going to answer. So, I mean, I've got the advantage over you because I had to compile them and sit them on here. And so I've read through a little bit of them, but I tried specifically not to actually go through it and even think about it. I just put them down and had at it. So here's our first one, AA Ron. If I'm buying a home, do I have to pay the real estate agent?
Good question.
That is a good question.
That is a good question. So in a purchase process, do you have to?
No. If you're the buyer, you do not pay our commission. The seller has already agreed. See, guys, here's the way it works, just to kind of educate everybody. You know, here in Utah, we have the Utah MLS, and that is a member. You have to join the MLS, and when you join the MLS, you are agreeing, either whether you're selling or buying or representing the seller or the buyer, you're agreeing to the terms of what is set up by the MLS. And here in the state of Utah, the way that works is the seller pays both sides commissions. It's that simple. So if you're a buyer and you're worried about paying out commissions, stop worrying about it, because you don't. What you got to say about that?
Well, I think where that question's coming from is where, what are some hidden costs that we might experience when buying a house? Like, and first and foremost, how do you get paid?
Right. Yep.
Well, because
we do this for a living, and we don't do it for free, and we're damn good at what we do, and we deserve to get paid our commission. It's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what they're kind of asking. But so there's a second part to that though, Dean, because there are homes that are available for sale that are not offered on the MLS, that there's a lot of times we actually go find homes off market.
Like you're talking like an investment property.
Investment, or Dean, we've had luck going into a neighborhood that a buyer wants to be in and you know, door knocking.
Yeah, we go out and get aggressive and actually find a seller.
Yeah, and so what happens there in that kind of situation, or it's a for sale by owner, for instance, is we'll go in and we actually discuss with the seller how our compensation will, how that'll prevail through the purchase process. I got a little echo going. I'm under the tunnel here.
Oh, very cool.
Anyways, but
it's all open to negotiations, is what you're saying.
It's open to negotiations, but it's not an upfront cost that they need to worry about. As a professional on our end, we know how to structure the transaction, structure the deal to where that compensation will happen, and it's not an out-of-pocket cost. Now, granted, I've actually done deals where the seller or the deal was so tight, they wouldn't offer compensation. You know, and in that kind of situation, it's such an opportunity, the buyer ended up paying me directly. But every deal is case by case, and the vast majority of the way these purchases and transactions happen is it's paid through the transaction. Seller typically pays it, and it's not a cost you need to worry about incurring when you're out shopping or looking for houses.
Yep. Good question. Thank you.
Yeah, very good question.
Now I got a really deep one for you, dude.
Okay.
You ready? Listen closely. Are you tracking indicators in order to try and stay ahead of dynamic market changes? And if so, what are they? One of the questions often asked of agents are, why are prices so high? How do you answer this question and what forecasts can you give?
Awesome. Dang.
I told you.
Dang. Okay. Dynamic indicators, social climate, job market, the job, how job stability is going, which is really interesting because right now with all the inflation talk, they're not going to tip interest rates until we start having job impact, which I don't get it, until we start having people having difficulties with employment.
Counterintuitive,
man. I do not get that as a functioning, but
here's another one for you, Aaron.
Okay.
Election year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Election coming up. So basically, who's going to be in favor? How can I stimulate the market to make me, them, the average Joe, brain dead consumer, is that what they think about us, right?
Right.
How can we stimulate them to think I'm a good guy and I'm the right guy for the job?
And they can't even elect a freaking House Speaker.
Yeah. I'll lower interest rates. Now I'm the good guy. Elect me.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's so many dynamics that can drive or undercut, you know, both. It goes both ways. Market changes.
Can I share what's going kind of some kind of an anomaly or a bubble here in Utah? That
needs no, to you can't. We'll move on. Of course you can.
Guys, right now we had our big market run in 2022. So we had prices go out of control, right? And rates since then, in May of 22, rates have just been going up and up and up. And now we're here. They went up as high as 8%. Now back down to 7% this week.
They're back up.
Are they?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, but guess what hasn't happened? We've had some pocket price adjustments happen. We've had people that want to make a move and they make decisions to lower their price, but we haven't seen real value drops. And that's because supply has been so strong or so poor.
So poor. There's not hardly any inventory.
Yeah, there's no inventory. So it's crazy. And all the, you would think that if the market was, I don't know, as volatile as it is, you would see some variable price, you know, adjustments, that kind of stuff. And we're not.
Nope.
Occasionally we find somebody that has to really cut bait or drop price and run, you know, because they have their own situation. But that's not an across-the-board scenario. We're finding good deals. That doesn't mean values have come down.
And believe it or not, people, real estate is still selling.
I mean, yeah, every day, all day. It's amazing.
You know, it was funny this morning, Aaron, I was watching the Today Show, and they were talking about the condition of the housing market and whatnot. And the gal that was doing the segment actually made a comment, and I've heard this before. I'm sure a lot of agents probably say it all the time, but you're marrying the home and you're dating the interest rate. I thought it was pretty clever because it doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, when you're out looking at real estate, you know, you want to find the home that makes you happy, that has, you know, the bells and whistles and the stuff that you want, the area you want, the schools you want, yada, 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 yada. Because quite frankly, guys, the interest rate, when it's saying you date the interest rate, I mean, if interest rates, and they were saying this like straight out that by the end of 2024, they think the interest rates will be down at least to about 6%, which at that point in time, if you're at 8% right now in 7, 8 months, 9 months, you're just going to refi it anyways. So, right. So thought that was pretty interesting that the terminology of you marry the home, you date the freaking interest rate.
Dean, so another layer to this is kind of an interesting food for thought. So our prices are still strong and inventory's down. People, there's now what's called built up back pressure or demand, because people want to move. They want to make this move, but the rates are in a place where they don't feel comfortable.
Or it prices them right out of the market. They just flat out can't afford the payment, because that's what it comes down to, Aaron, is how much can they afford the payment?
Right. So how about this, Dean? So next year, when rates come down, what do you guys think it's going to do to property values when all of a sudden rates the homes
get better,
more affordable? Yeah, so
this market's going to turn on fire again, and people are going to get bid right out of homes that they want.
And people are going to have, we're going to see multiple offers. We're going to see
over cash offers, you name it.
Right. So then there's a lot of argument around dating that rate, buying the house, getting the best deal you possibly could. The best deal.
And then you don't have competition in 8 months. You just go in and freaking refi it, and you're good to go.
But guess what's going to happen? That house, the house that they were moving to, it's going to have that value run. They're going to experience another big surge in their property value.
They're going to get more value in the home and have a better position.
That's right. So it all points to now is the time. If you are considering it, if there's any way to afford it, let's get you in. There's ways that we can buy down rates. There's ways that we can help temporarily put your payment in a position where it's comfortable. And then next year, when rates come down, you refinance in, but you're in that house you really want to be in.
Love it. By the way, good question on that one. I knew it was going to be a deep one.
That really was.
Yeah. Okay. What's the number one item on your bucket list?
Wow.
I'll tell you, I've got a couple, but... So one item I've had on my bucket list for a long...
Which bucket?
No kidding. I've got a lot of buckets.
Right.
And I check off a lot of stuff. You know, I'm pretty blessed.
You know what, Dean? You do. You are.
Yeah. I've got a blessed life.
I've got two, Dean. So...
So my first one would be, I've always wanted to just go to Europe, have no agenda, zero agenda, jump on a freaking motorcycle or rent a motorcycle over there and just go
go
from country to country and little town to little town. And when you find a cool freaking little town and you love the people, hang out with them, drink some bevies and get to know them and their culture. And on to the next.
Dang.
Tell me that wouldn't be fun.
Dude, that's a bucket list deal. That's legit.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, legit.
Yeah, I've had that one for a while. What do you got?
Dean, I want me a road glide.
Oh! For those non-motorcycle people out there, what the hell's a road glide?
The big bagger, beautiful Harley Davidson.
Oh, that's what I happen to have.
It is exactly what you have. I want mine, though.
Yeah, it's a good scoot, dude. I love my scooter. It's a good one.
Dean, to be straight up, get a little personal, but I'm ready, and when it's right, I'm ready to find my Alicia, my gal.
There you go, buddy.
Yep.
All right, all you good Alicias out there. Got a sexy hunk of a man over here that's actually one of the coolest dudes that I've ever met and one of the most honest and open person I've ever met. So you'd be a catch.
Well, so those are the Harley dude. is 150% just for me, dude. When you lent me your bike that weekend and I didn't get off it the entire weekend, but went up over Parley's 3 times. Actually, no, it was Guardsman's Pass. Is that the one over Brighton?
Yes.
Yeah, I went up over Guardsman's 3 times, dude. Had breakfast, lunch, and a dinner up there.
Nice.
Different times. And dude, it was, I mean, your brain turns off, the whole world just goes quiet, and you're just free, dude.
Yeah, good stuff, man. I love riding my scooter.
Yep.
All right, you ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
This is a good one, too. How do you maintain confidence on a daily basis, and how do you project that confidence in a healthy manner to those around you?
Wow.
Yeah, baby. Good one.
Wow. Okay. Can I go?
Yeah.
Okay, so the way I do that is the morning routine, dude. It's my.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, it is because you, dude. You've known me well long enough to know when I haven't done it. The days I don't do it, I'm a little, you know, I'm damn near sideways. But Dean, it's also you and I've created something in our space. That's part of it. It's our affirmations and our gratitudes.
Yes, sir.
And then it's our reading that we're doing every morning. It all plays into an incredibly balanced emotional state for myself, which I'm in 100% control of.
Love it. You know, when they sent that question in, I know they were talking to you and not me, because I really need to work on boosting mine.
Dean, you were God bless you with, like,
God bless me.
Dude, I don't think you were not made with this burden.
It's really not a burden to me, Aaron.
It is to me.
You know what's funny about it, and you and I have actually had quite a few conversations about this, and I mean when my alarm goes off in the morning, I immediately get up. I welcome the day. I love my life. I love my wife. I love people. I love everything about, I love my dog. I wake up and it's like, all right, man, what do I got today? It's just every day excites me. And I love what I do. I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it, especially at this point in my life. It's
right.
You know, and the confidence, honestly, it's kind of funny, dude, because I'll just tell you a really quick story. So clear back in the day, anybody that knows me knows that I grew up in Malad, Idaho, which is this tiny little cow town just across the border of Utah and Idaho. And I grew up fairly poor and didn't have a lot. And, you know, it's where my confidence started is I lived in Malad, and I was just kind of, I wasn't a cool kid at all. I wasn't, you know how clicky high school can be and junior high. And, you know, I was one of the guys, I was kind of picked on for a period of time. But then, you know what, Aaron, I moved to the South. I moved to Southern Georgia with my dad. And the same kind of thing started happening down there. But every day, you know, as you mature and get muscles at that age, you know, I'm talking, you know, 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I was involved heavily into scouting because of a scoutmaster named Buddy Stankiewicz I had down there. Guy was a stud. Anyways, the long or the short is, and when I came back from the South, which would have been my senior year, and I was like a completely different person. Like, I went away almost with the tail between your legs type thing where you just, you know, you're just the dude that's picked on. And I came back and I got in so many fights in high school because I just wouldn't put up with people's shit when I came back. It was just, you want to pick on me? I'm going to come at you. And yeah. But I think I just learned from that. And I've always pretty much been in sales. You know, I started a business that I got from my old man. And I think that had a lot to do with building my confidence is my success in starting that company from nothing and building it up and making it where it is. And my son still does it and makes tons of money. And it just, you know, I think it's a lot of just the whole, if you go into life and you're just positive and grateful and thankful and nothing's going to slow you down, that's where it comes from for me. And then how do I project it? Well, that's easy, man. I love people and I love being around people and I love making people happy. Does that make sense?
I think when you show up in a certain way, you attract or you repel. And so you basically give permission for other people to just get after and be happy and be positive and get after their life. You are a self-sustained, positive go-getter, dude.
Well, dude, I want people to be comfortable around me and have a good time. That's
and
it.
You're super. You are a yes, dude. You are. That's why, dude, going out with you anywhere. Holy shit, dude.
Well, you know what? Anybody and everybody's my buddy. And I don't care who you are. You know what? If
distance, they're friends with you.
Yeah, it's because I'm pretty non-judgmental, dude. And sometimes that's not always the best thing.
No, it's always the best thing.
But yeah. All righty.
Another great question, man.
Yeah, it was very good. All right. I think we kind of answered that one, so I'll go to this one. I have a story about a bidding war I was recently in. The house was a hot property, and my offer, even though it was above asking price, wasn't accepted. I'd love to hear your take on bidding wars, strategies to come out on top, and how to handle the emotional roller coaster of missing out on a house you've fallen in love with.
Dang.
Yeah. These are good ones, dude.
You know what? Almost to an absolute certainty in every instance, you wind up with the right house. It's really interesting. So
I've had clients that even though us as good realtors, we always try to keep our clients' expectations in check with just being honest and being upfront with the way that it can go. But inevitably, I mean, I've had client after client where we didn't win, and yeah, it's, but then we do, like you said, we do end up finding a place that it was meant to be, man.
Right,
that's it.
Right. You can't see it. You can't see it in the moment. You get caught up in that bid and then you get super frustrated. But what I can also say is if you're in that kind of situation and you got one shot, you throw everything at it and you put yourself, you make an offer that you're okay, that if you don't get it, that you can reside your belief on that you didn't get it for a reason. You put your best foot forward and you move on. It protects you it protects you so you don't overextend yourself. It protects you so you don't have, so you're not making now bad decisions because you're overextending yourself. You have to have kind of a clear idea, and part of our job is to help you structure it. So there's ways. We have strategy. I know, Dean, you're really good at this, but we have strategy that if you're in a bidding scenario, and you need to treat probably every offer, even still, as if you're in a bidding scenario, because if it's a good home, it will be multiple offers, even still, because we're such a lack of inventory. But you put your best foot forward, you go as absolutely strong as you feel comfortable, to the point where if you don't win it, you are okay. You didn't win it, and you move on to the next house.
You know, Aaron, I think another huge thing about us being good agents and part of the process of winning, because I can tell you this, there's been multiple offers that I've had out there that we weren't the strongest offer, but they accepted us. And the reason they accepted us is because of the communication that you or I have had with the other agent on the other side. Where'd you go? There you are.
I'm there. Sorry.
Don't be touching buttons, Aaron.
I got a call.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just the simple fact, you know, it comes back to kind of that last question and our confidence and what we do. And, you know, I did a deal once through a homie agent. And I don't even care. I'm dropping names right now. The entire process, if you can imagine this, I went through the entire process and never not one freaking time had a conversation with the agent from Homie. Not once. And it's maddening to me that somebody would want to be represented by an agent that can't even pick up their phone and make a phone call. Boggles my mind. So I think a big, big, big part of our process is our communication with the other side and getting them to, if it's a tight race, getting them to pick us because they like us.
Dean, that's actually built over time, and that's the my very first business partner, Chris Martindale, taught me this. But you have, dude, your name in this business
is everything.
I mean, you don't chew out anybody. You don't blow up anybody. You've got to, the name that we come to the table with on our side, is a big determining factor of whether we get looked at in offers. Unfortunately,
it is
who you're represented by, has some equity, has some value. So,
well, on the flip side of that, yeah. Well, on the flip side of that too, Aaron is. You know me, man. I'm a bulldog. I'm going to go to war for my clients, but I'm professional. But I can be. I think sometimes I may come across a little bit strong, for lack of a better word.
Dean, by the end of the transactions, I listen to your phone calls. The other agent's working for you, so.
Yeah, but you know what? It is. It's a two-way road there, and you know. I mean, we've all been in transactions where the other agent is either new or just is horrible, and yeah. It's a challenge, and you end up doing both sides' jobs. It's going to happen. Never happens when somebody's working with me because I like what I do and I do my job.
Right.
So, all righty. Maybe one more, one or two. What is everyone's Halloween plans and what are their costumes? I haven't heard of anything fun going on.
Huh.
Have you got any parties?
Yeah, but I'm staying in this Halloween. I'm going to chill out.
You know what? I haven't heard of a single party, dude. Not one. Actually, I heard of one and my wife's going to kill me. Anyways, so I'm talking to a buddy of mine and he starts telling me about there's a group here in the valley, and I can't even remember their name. You probably know what it is. That they're basically a swinger group, and they're throwing a party downtown. That and just to make this,
why would I know the name, Dean?
You know, not that you're a swinger, but you know. So, anyways, he was telling me about his girlfriend. Like, she wants nothing to do with that lifestyle, anything to do with it. But she had jumped on there, didn't realize that it was a big swinger thing, or it's being put on by swingers. I don't know if it's a swinger thing, but it's being put on by them. And she checked and said she was going. And so he was just telling me this story. It was so damn funny about them going back and forth. And he's like, oh, man, now I got you.
They need to stay close. And go have a blast because they throw the best parties.
Right. Well, I, for one, will not be attending. I can guarantee you that. Cause,
hey, let's chaperone those two and go with them. It'll be a blast.
Right. Like, right. Hey, bro, I don't want to be single like you. I like my wife. I love my wife. I'm going to stay married to her.
I'm not suggesting you wind up single. I'm just saying they're good. They're fun.
Buddy, parties. If I went to that freaking party without my wife, I would get a divorce.
No, you would bring your wife.
If I went to that party with my wife, I'd probably get a divorce.
No.
So anyways, I don't know of any parties. It's kind of weird. I know there was the angel one that was like a couple nights ago. You got gas?
That was a good time.
Oh my gosh!
I'm out here in nature, bro. This is. Let me see if I can. Can I show you real quick?
Sure. Oh yeah.
Dude, look at this! Look at this maroon house way out there.
Yeah, I see it.
Oh my gosh, man, dude, that's the spot.
So this is Daybreak, right?
Oh yeah, I'm just out of Daybreak Lake.
Very cool.
Get busy.
Yeah.
But anyways.
All right, brother. Well, we're at 45 minutes. This has been good. I love this whole new segment of having subscriptions, having people write in, man. This is the bomb.
Dude, I love it. I can't wait for next week.
And listen, guys, as you're writing in, man, it doesn't have to pertain to real estate. You know, ask some personal questions, ask some music questions, ask whatever, but what a great opener. I mean, some great questions. And if I didn't get to your question, we'll hit it up next week, that you submitted. And, you can, remember, guys, go to our YouTube channel and subscribe to our channel, please.
I want to mention one last thing with that first question regarding commissions.
Yep.
Commissions are 100% negotiable and they're market driven. So we have a kind of a standard that we typically make, but they're 100% negotiable. In hot markets and on skinny deals, Dean, I know you've done this before too. Dude, our dollars don't get in the way of the right deals happening for our clients.
No, they don't.
So if it's,
I'm not a discount agent by any means, and I earn every single penny that I get paid, but I'm also a realist.
Right. And you know what? If a deal gets super tight and it's, you know, a few thousand dollars means the difference in a deal, and we know we can make that difference. I know I've done it 100 times, and I'm sure you have as well.
Yes, sir.
So,
all right. Thank you, everybody. Okay. I appreciate you jumping on and watching this, and we're going to kind of break down this segment and start blasting some stuff out on social media. But, again, we love the peeps in our lives, and we love this program. It's fun.
Yep.
All right, brother. We'll have a killer day, and